we're ready to pop off.
What's that jar right there?
This?
Is that a honey?
Orange sauce. From La Vix.
Oh.
It's probably full of E. coli. Because it was just in my backpack for like 2 days. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Three. Two. Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the base number one. Still, Arts and Poultry?
Arts and Poultry podcast. We've changed our focus.
I'm so into chickens right now. It's totally
Maybe
real.
We're Arts and Poultry today with me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
And me, Kate Rhodes. Okay, Maysoon, let's get down to absolute bare bones brass tacks right now. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk about how we've not had the podcast.
For months.
I feel like we took a big hit during the pandemic because we were like, well, civilization is ended.
Yes.
And we were like, what do we do now? And the podcast wasn't a high priority.
Well, yeah. I mean, for one, I think for the first year, I think I was scared to like interface with anyone in person.
Oh, we're going all the way back to the beginning. Well, I was just talking about the pandemic.
Well, don't I mean the pandemic.
I got diagnosed with bipolar disorder. That was a big event.
I completely
lost my mind and had to be hospitalized at John George Psychiatric Hospital, which I gotta say, I give 1 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. We had all been reading about the reviews of that place and were terrified that you were there.
Okay, good. It wasn't, honestly, I was very lucid at that time. I was very manic. And so I was just pacing the whole time I was there. I was just walking around the place and then making my bed over and over again. But I didn't have a bed. I just had like a reclining chair.
Oh.
Everybody did. And I'm in a gigantic room
with a bunch of
mixed
other people.
Gender with a lot of men, mainly men. And part of my mental calculus that was in my crazy brain was being terrified of men.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was rough. I escaped an ambulance at one point. We don't have to get into it because you can see all this on TikTok.
Kate will be illustrating the entire experience via Instagram and maybe TikTok. Or no, TikTok or the videos.
I deleted almost... I think I deleted like 3/4 of my Instagram followers.
Like recently or while you're having
after
them?
After I got out of the hospital.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think during this time that we've been experiencing over the last few months/years, mm-hmm. It's become clear to me that a lot of the folks, talk to me about this, Maysoon, because maybe I'm wrong.
No problem.
I feel like a lot of folks I thought were my friends are not.
I think people are your friends, but there's layers to friendship, right?
I don't want to be friends with anybody that's not 10 toes down on Palestine.
Right. There's a lot of people who are not. Who
I don't want
are our friends.
I don't want to be buds with those folks. I don't think they're my bud. I don't think they would do anything for me if I was in trouble. You know? So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone has to be at that place with it, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, I haven't. I agree with you. I feel like I
And now let's be clear to the listener. Maysoon is Palestinian.
It's true.
If people didn't fucking know that, they need to fucking learn that.
Here you go, everybody. I am Palestinian. My father was born in Palestine.
There
in
you
the
fucking
West Bank.
Go.
I still
and your
have
family
a ton of family
there.
That lives there who yeah. are living through this disastrous
a nightmare. Another nightmare.
A deeper
nightmare.
It's ongoing.
Than the nightmare they already were in.
It's ongoing nightmare over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is true.
And it's, that's real as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's
I'm
been hard.
Sorry, I yeah. will get fired up, so. Okay, what else happened, Maysoon? And we want to say Free Palestine, obviously.
Well,
Let's just
had been recording. We have been
recording. We have recorded a couple recordings.
Even after this Gaza siege has started back in October. We did a few recordings. Most of our recordings were centering Palestine and
yeah,
people
we
doing
did put
things
a couple
for Palestine.
Episodes
so
up.
We did. I'm like, yeah. There were a couple.
We had a couple episodes.
But it's been hard to feel motivated to talk about anything else, to be quite honest. And I think that's been hard for the podcast. And even though, so we're doing our best today. This is actually our 10-year anniversary podcast episode.
Yep. Okay, sure.
Which is crazy. I mean, not that it's like a fancy episode. It's just sort of,
no,
we're
it
just
is.
Marking
Let's
time.
Let's get fancy. Let's I'm putting
just
my
mark,
pinky out. Both pinkies are out.
We're marking time here that Kate and I have been recording this podcast for 10 years, which is totally insane and amazing. And someday we hope to have a little celebration with all
literally,
of you.
Literally, I went insane.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's literally insane.
Oh, right, yeah. Did I say it was insane? Yeah. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
I loved it. Anyhow, so yeah, 10 years strong. And let's go ahead and pause now for clapping.
Okay, good. You can do like a good clap track.
Oh, I'll put, I was going to just leave it silent for the listener to clap.
Oh.
I've been watching Pluto TV. Okay, here's what else I've been doing, Mason. Pluto TV? Aside from getting my meds right for my psychiatric condition.
Are you on point yet? What do you feel? Where you are in the
process?
Where
am I at right now? I'm on 10 milligrams of Zyprexa. That's an antipsychotic. I take it at night because it makes me pretty drowsy, which is a miracle. Because when I was in the hospital, they were pumping me full of tranquilizers and sedatives.
And you were wide awake.
And I was like, let's go!
And they're like, please sleep.
And
they're, please.
I tried to escape a ER at one point after they had shot me in both arms with tranks. They
wow.
were tranking me up, babe.
You were
probably
on some major adrenaline.
I don't even know what they were shooting me up with. Anyhow, isn't that fucked up?
Did you have like a, was there, are there any withdrawal symptoms from all that shit?
I didn't know. If there were, I didn't notice. Could
you tell?
You
didn't
notice. That's so fucked up.
Great.
In every direction.
Don't notice. I love it.
I want to extend an offer for listeners to give us a call, 419-351-6606. If you are having a mental health issue, or if you just need to chat because you're manic and you need to get some words out, feel free to call that number and I may or may not answer. So, yeah, I don't know. The other thing about all this, Maysoon, is that it has called into question the, how do I put this? The usefulness of the suicide hotline, which I do believe, I think the suicide hotline is good. I think people just need to know that if you give them your address, or if you're calling from a landline that is it for sure connected to an address that they can find, there is a chance that they can send the cops
They'll
to 5150 your ass. If someone calls and says, I have a gun to my head and I'm going to pull the trigger, like we're I was a volunteer for the suicide hotline
for a while
for San Francisco suicide prevention for a year. And, you know, I would never 5150 somebody. I would never call the cops on somebody, period.
What would you do if you were genuinely concerned someone was about to take their life?
Well, that's the thing. Most of the calls aren't that. And
yeah, thank
the
God.
Times that I did have calls like that, you know, there's a procedure that you do. You try to get them away from the means, which would, in that case, if they had
a gun,
it would be the
knife,
gun.
Whatever, yeah.
You ask them to get out of the room that thing is in, mm-hmm. and then you try to contract with them a 24-hour, like, you're going to stay alive thing. Like, hey, and, you know, I think that research has proven that that doesn't actually work to stop anybody from doing the
really?
Deed. Yeah.
It might stop them temporarily.
Who knows?
Is that
and maybe not even that. I mean, it's just a verbal contract. It doesn't mean anything, you know. It's just like, can I get this person to agree that they'll stay alive and I can call them again tomorrow and make sure. And then at where I was at, they would call the person in 24 hours and make sure they're okay.
Great.
Yeah, there's follow-up for sure. The other thing that's really helpful is there was a lot of third-party calls where it's like, oh my God, my son is suicidal. Like, what do I do? And then you kind of talk to that person and get them to a calmer place. I mean, the thing was always just like, whoever you're talking to, you're just doing active listening and validating their feelings. Like, that's the main thing you're doing anyway.
What about, so I think that's really important, but I can't help but think about, like, where is the, how do people get, like, active, like, the real,
like, help? Actual help?
Actual help, thank you, yeah.
They don't.
Not
People don't have access to mental health care in this country. Like, if you're poor, if you don't have insurance, if you're, like, getting some kind of public help, that's always shitty. Like, everything's shitty. The only way to get real psychiatric help is to be rich. I think that's the truth.
Mm.
But I'll put a bunch of links in the underworld.
Well, except for we do know people who have... who get psychiatric help that are not rich.
Well, yeah, but like I'm only getting good help because I'm on Katie's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of this stuff I think would be way out of reach for most people. You know, like I have a therapist, a couples therapist, a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You know, I have like my GP is also in the mix helping. Like I have a whole care team because I have really, really good insurance.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Like Kaiser has been literally had a class action lawsuit for the horrible mental health care they provide.
Kaiser is so disappointing.
Because they,
them.
You know, people were killing themselves because they couldn't get access to shit because Kaiser is a nightmare and they make it a maze. They give you a labyrinth to work through to get help.
It's terrible.
It's bananas. And I had every resource in the world and I still had a bad time.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think My understanding also, my brother has a mental illness.
It's sure
fairly
enough.
Severe, and we have been going through this for most of my life,
exactly.
honestly. But my understanding is that also that some states have better health care,
yeah,
mental health care
sure.
than others. Like Minnesota, honestly, has really pretty decent health care for people who need mental health care specifically. California, I think, is probably one of the worst places.
Really?
Like, I honestly would never want my brother to move out here to live with me because I would be afraid of the services he would get.
Yeah. And I had also two people outside. My girlfriend and my best friend were trying to, like, coordinate stuff and help me, you know, and not everybody has that either. And even then, I still ended up in fucking John George.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I was making calls too.
Can I tell you the most fucked up shit ever? Oh, Maysoon came and tried to save my ass too.
I should have just gone home. Katie and I were coordinating.
I should have just gone home. When you came out and you met me while I was like on day three of being manic, I should have just gone home with you.
Well, but Anastasia came and you went home. Your friend came and you went home with her.
Yeah, you can say Anastasia.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure how much information.
Yeah, but
you're pretty good.
That ended up not being so good. Because then I thought she was suicidal and I couldn't sleep again. I started not sleeping again, and that's what really took me there, man.
Well, we were all going through this phase of, like, how much do we let Kate in on? Like, we wanted to just check in on you, but not check in on you.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean?
How?
I just think we were trying not to, like, make it into this big thing that would freak you out. So we were just trying to, like, just be there and see. You know what I mean?
Tell,
it was very
though,
hard. I know you knew.
I was
you knew
very
right away.
Sensitive to everything that was going on.
You were like,
on.
Katie made you come to you the first thing you said to me. I'm like, I'm already here. Get over here.
I knew it. I knew
Katie
it.
Didn't make me come.
Nobody
Katie
told me
Katie and I were
that.
Talking. And
nobody
I was like, I'm going over
that.
There.
That you were all in codes.
We were. Well, of course.
That's part of my conspiratorial thinking.
It's not conspiratorial.
But
it's
that's
your,
the thing. It made me feel like everyone knows something I don't.
Like
would
if my
say,
brother knew that I was doing something, he would get really mad.
Yeah.
And like push away from
sure,
everything.
Sure. Yeah, of course. I have to say, I'm going to put some links in the underworld. There are some really interesting like kind of alternative like resources for folks that are kind of like with the reality of how psychiatric care is in this country.
Yeah.
There's like some resources like planning for if you have a manic episode, like what
ooh,
you want to have happen. It's called T-MAPS. This guy Sasha DeBrule.
Let's do it.
Yeah, there's I'm gonna put all
it's
this
like
stuff
having
in
your like pregnancy your like birthing bag
exactly.
ready by the bedside when
it's
you
just
go
like
into
that.
Labor. It's like get the bag, let's go.
Yeah,
I love that. I think that's super important.
Yeah, so I'll put that. It's called T-MAPS. I'll put that in the thing. I'll put, and there's a great zine from this group called the Icarus Project that's
I've
based
them,
in
yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
And I'll put a bunch of that stuff down in the underworld if people are dealing with this. And like, it's been so, one of the things that happened, because I've been putting all the shit on Instagram of everything that happened. I've been drawing cartoons of it.
Yeah.
And so many people have reached out to me
with
like,
stories.
Yeah, who
yeah.
are like, I went through this, here's what helped me, like,
it's
especially
so
support groups. I've really been wanting to go to a support group that's not a 12-step group.
Yeah.
And people have been extending that stuff, and I'll put that in the underworld too. But anyhow, okay, enough about me, Mason.
It's almost like you could create a support group with the people that have been reaching out even.
Sure,
you want
yeah.
it to be more personal and less like this sort of, I don't know.
You can start your own support group. That's
yeah.
totally an option. That's the thing. We see all these systems as just like built into our world, and we never imagine that we can make our own things that work much better for us.
Yeah.
So let's always remember that, and we say a thank you to the Black Panthers.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I was reading the Black Panthers 10-point plan to my mom this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you guys discussing like every...
I was like,
along the way,
she had never heard it before, I think. And I was like, how'd you grow up in the Bay Area in the 60s? You never heard the 10-point plan of the Black Panthers.
She was not a radical.
She was on a chicken farm.
Yeah, she wasn't. She probably.
Okay.
Can you also share the number? There was the Oakland number that you.
Oh, the mental health first.
That actually is available until 2 a.m., which I think is the.
Yeah, it's Friday
that's the hard
and Saturday.
Time. The week. I mean, those are the hard times. So that's when I have people outside our door on Valencia Street having a breakdown that I'm trying to figure out how to help with.
Yeah, mental health. And this is a project of the Anti-Police Terror Project.
Oh, see.
Yeah, and so it gives people an option other than the cops
calling
to call.
911.
Yeah, so their number, and it's in Oakland, and I believe they also have an outpost in Sacramento if you want to look into that. But the Oakland number is 510 9999MH1. So all nines and then MH1, mental health first. And they are open Fridays and Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
That's huge.
Can I read their little little snippet?
Please do. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, they're the greatest. You can also sign up to become a counselor with this. They'll train you up to go do it too. So if folks want to get in there and get training, then they can have more hours.
Yeah.
Okay. We lead with the principle that police should not be involved when responding to a crisis unless asked by mental health responders as a last resort. And I think they don't even really want it to be a last resort, obviously, because they're called the Anti-Police Terror Project. They want to abolish the police.
Yes.
So anyhow, crisis response services should support people through quality follow-up and ongoing care regardless of their ability to pay. Oakland will be the second city now operating this service. Mental Health First Sacramento has been operating since January 2020.
Oh, wow.
So check that stuff out, folks. Okay, let's get down to the art.
So Kate works here at Et Al Gallery, where we're currently recording.
Oh, yes. Please come by. We've got some great shows up right
Kate
now.
Kate recently started a Spanish language
Oh, yeah. We got our Spanish language section.
And I wanted to get a little update on how that's going.
It's going good. We are selling books, even though my boss thought we would not.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
Yeah. If you have books, Spanish language books that you want to consign with us, I would be happy to take a look at them.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mean that's like, yeah. I might cut that because I feel too self-congratulatory.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Okay, what else? What other art shit's gone on, Mason? You seen any art these days? I'm probably going to edit that a little bit, but we did have 45 minutes of silence.
I've been very busy at work, but...
Oh, I saw Epti's show. Epti at fucking SF Camera Work.
Beautiful.
It was really lovely.
Yeah. I love Epti's work.
Part of it was that she had like some Egyptian channel that plays sports, like radio or TV.
I didn't hear that. I went to the opening, so maybe it was too loud in the opening.
And she was, yeah, because I went
on part of the show.
Yeah, I went on the last
that's
day.
That's cool.
Because she was like, you know, when I'm with my family, this is the soundtrack.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, it was really sweet. She had a slide, I think, of like her dad and her uncle or someone that was like a little thing on a little
towards the front
doily.
Yeah, you had to look through. Did you have to look through a little thing?
Yeah, you would look at the slide. And then it was on a printed, I think it was paper. She had photographed a doily at her family home and then printed it on paper and had put the slide of them on the doily.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so sweet and cute.
So great.
There was also some great use of gold, gold paint. I don't feel like we see enough gold.
Oh, like on the entry, the intro wall?
Yeah
that
and
was
and she had gone through and found little weird moments of like infrastructure. Like I think, I forget if there's like a drain in the ground or something there.
Yeah.
And she had painted it gold
yeah.
and just like highlighted these little weird moments in
yeah.
the gallery.
That was great, actually. They're, you kind of didn't notice them unless you noticed them.
Yeah, there
they
were lots
very,
of
like,
weird
on the
little
side.
Little details like
yeah,
that that
was
I
great.
Thought were
I love that.
Very lovely. I loved it.
Epti's the greatest.
I almost cried. Aww. All I do is cry anymore.
Well.
But I'm touched by things and it's cute.
That's amazing. I love,
I
that
love
you're being
to feel
by things.
Emotions that are. That are good. Some emotions I don't love to feel.
Yeah. I went to a performance by, I feel like I need to look up, I think they're called the Red Clay Soundhouse.
Okay.
And the
if there's a fuck up with that, I'll look it up and recut in me okay. saying it.
Okay. at the Audium.
Oh, sick. I haven't been there yet.
We need... Well, okay. We should go. It's
we should record there. We should play an episode there and people can really feel.
Maybe we should apply for a residency there.
Feel our voices.
Kate, did
let's
you
do it. I'm down.
Okay, so the Audium is...
Do they do a residency?
Yeah. The Audium, that's what they're doing. It's amazing.
Shit, we
so
gotta get in there.
I think they were started in the 70s. And so their initial, like their sort of historic or legacy kind of recording is Sounds of San Francisco, like the soundscape of San Francisco. But the cool thing about the space is like there's this 360 room that's maybe, or this circular room that maybe has like over 300 speakers embedded in the walls
yeah,
and throughout.
Fuck yeah.
So it's a surround.
Oh, can I interject real quick?
Sure.
I just want to remind the people, Free Palestine.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm like, right, yes. So many hundreds of speakers embedded in the room, and so this is surround sound experience that you have when you're in there. They've been bringing in artists, like sound artists, to be in residence and to create a new sound piece that's kind of built for that space. So they're really taking advantage of like the way sound can move in a room. And it's beautiful. The crazy thing about it, which I'm now getting used to, for some reason I have a sensory like issue with not being able to see anything.
Oh yes, you do not like to vision.
I'm working on it.
Well, I think that's very natural.
Well, it is, but I go into like a little bit of a panic mode, which I don't think everyone does. I don't think that happens for
some folks are just don't give a shit.
Yeah. So you experience the sound in complete and total darkness.
Always?
Yes. Well, I've only been there twice, and it's complete and total darkness.
It's like a freaky planetarium.
So it's the first time I was sort of like, okay, I had in my mind like, how do I get out of here kind of a thing.
Yeah, totally.
And then the second time I sat in a chair that was closer to the door, so I was I felt more like, okay, you can relax now. You have escape route kind of a thing, so I have to strategize around it.
You were regulating your nervous system.
Yes, but I'm getting better at it. But it's wild to like have your eyes open and literally not be able to see anything.
Yeah.
But then you just need to focus to hearing things and not worry about the sight.
There's a terrible book about blindness. It's called Blindness by José Saramago, the only Portuguese writer I'm pretty sure to ever win the Nobel Prize for literature.
Yeah,
I read it. I hated it. I give it 1 out of 10.
Okay, let's not even discuss it. Okay. Anyhow, this piece at the Audium was beautifully done. It was like in multiple parts, and it just the sound experience is incredible. And like there was a moment where there was, you know, water splashing the shore. You could hear like a boat kind of creaking through. It was just really beautiful. So I highly recommend visiting the Audium. I think Kate and I should apply for a residency
there.
We
should. Because,
and see if we can do
artists at the end of the day. We're true and valid artists.
I do wonder if they've ever done any like video in that room with video with sound, because I think it could be interesting if someone were
doing. If you play a movie. You got to make a movie that is 360.
Yeah, I need it to be a 360 experience.
It needs to be 360, bro.
Yeah.
It needs to be like the projections on the walls around you maybe or something.
What is it called?
We can make a geodesic dome.
It's not Omni. What's it called in the at the planetarium?
Yeah, the planetarium.
Where is it? There's two. There's like the Omni and then there's like, is Omni the circular?
Oh, I don't have any idea. You're telling me new info.
You've never been there?
I've never been to a planetarium, bro.
Oh, God.
Can you believe that?
Okay, so
and we have the Shabo space. We got Shabo motherfucker.
Things we
got
to do.
Maysoon, please take me. I am completely uncultured.
Even the Academy of Sciences has a fucking killer theater that basically is not 360.
I've never been in there.
But the seats are kind of steep, and the whole ceiling is the screen.
I never fucking been,
so
bro.
So when you're watching, like, you know, moving around in space, you got it all around you.
Your whole
peripheral.
Yes.
And front.
Get me there.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to do an artist project there that could be fucking amazing.
I think they're having some labor issues right now at the Academy of Sciences. I just signed a petition to get people to not get laid off.
Oh, no. That kind of labor. Fuck.
Some of these fucking petitions, you guys, I do not want to have to put my country code in the petition. Can you please get your petition sorted out, folks?
What do you mean
I want to put my name, my address, phone number, sign it, done.
Usually they want to email too, right?
Sure, I'll pop an email in. I can do name, address, email, phone number.
They need to streamline.
I'm just saying,
the petition process.
Try to make it easy, guys. You'll get more signatures, duh.
Yeah. Anyhow, get out to the Audience.
Are you hearing my headphones clunking around?
No.
You are?
No.
Oh, my God.
And what other art things have I done? I really want to get out to Chris Duncan's show at Part 2 Gallery in the East Bay.
Oh, God. Part 2 Gallery is one of our real humdingers.
I really love
them.
I need
to
get there more, but I'm super into their work.
Yeah, we say yes to Part 2 Gallery. Although I don't think they've adopted PAC-B, so that's a shame.
Have you talked to them yet?
Not yet. No, I haven't reached. I don't know that guy very well, but I'm happy to go over there. I mean, who can resist my charms? Oh, my Lord.
Who? Yes, indeed. Who?
Yeah, I want to just say outright that anybody, if you want to talk about PACB, the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel, it is so easy to adopt, you guys. All you do is make sure you're not being a stupid piece of shit. Don't have projects that normalize the Israeli colonial project. Don't have Israeli artists come and talk about how Israel's number one forever. You know, don't normalize Israel. We should never think it's normal that this it's kind not. Of thing is normal. It's not. It's an aberration and an abomination. And it's really just that simple. And then you put a public statement out. And then if you want, we can add you to the list of galleries and institutions that have adopted on the WAWOG website, Writers Against the War on Gaza. I'll put a link to that in the underworld because it has a great list of places that have adopted PACB. And that's the places I want to fuck with.
Nice. I'm going to get back over to Rainbow, have a little discussion.
Yeah, let's see what's up with BDS at Rainbow.
I've already asked them about it months ago.
You were fucking, yeah.
And then they responded in like some not, they're like, oh, in order for us to do something like this, we have to get the whole team together. I'm like, get the whole fucking team together.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Why didn't you get the team together 10 years ago, brother? Yeah. What are you up to, pal? We got Luca Antonucci. He just walked up. Hey, when is the SF Art Book Fair?
July 18th to the 23rd.
You look really calm, Luca. Are you doing okay? Are you freaking out?
Well, Luca had an issue because the printer stopped working.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is it back in business? Okay, everybody, get your ass out to the SF Art Book Fair from the 18th to the 21st of July.
What day do you really need people there? I feel like Sunday's a little bit slower, but that's kind of a local
Luca,
secret.
Are you guys going to do PACB? Can you do PACB, please? Or at least have the PACB. If I bring the PACB zine, will you have it at your table at least?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I'll have it at my table. Do we need to take that out? We just put Luca on the spot.
It's a little unfair. Did you hear that in Oakland that the mayor just got raided by the FBI?
No.
Yeah, for some kind of corruption scandal with California Waste Management. And so, like, I'm like, my fucking
we definitely
Stephen,
can't trust
my fucking
any politicians.
City government is fucking around. I don't know that Sheng Tower mayor was actually, like, fucking around. I don't want to say anything
because
they don't
were.
Know. But, like, who the fuck's not fucking around?
I mean, when you're in positions of power, I just feel like that's almost a given.
Power corrupts. And that's a fact. And that's why we need anarchism and absolute flat. We need to flatten hierarchies.
I love it. I can't stand hierarchy. It's making me...
Okay,
insane.
Mason, let me actually talk to you about the most important topic that we haven't discussed yet.
Okay.
I started watching Star Trek.
Oh, again?
I did it.
Which
as
one?
To connect with my studio mate and co-manager now of my studio, Chani Bachwinkle.
Okay.
Is really
shout out to Chani.
Anyhow, I've been watching Star Trek. I've been watching Voyager. And
Voyager.
I have to tell you, Mason, I never liked Star Trek. I don't like listening to them talk about fucking photon torpedoes
really?
And doing evasive
oh
maneuvers
God.
And the XYZ interface ray. And
I grew up on Next Generation, and boy, I loved that fucking
okay,
series.
Look, I liked Next Generation, too. I like Counselor Troy.
How's Voyager doing? But Counselor Troy is the best.
As an adult, if I fucking put on Star Trek Next Gen, I'd be so bored to tears, I'd just not I'd ignore it. But I was like, let me absolutely give my full bussy.
Bussy? Oh my God.
It's Pride Month and I have to say bussy.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
So
happy Pride.
So point is, I love it. I have learned to absolutely love it. I love Voyager. I love Captain Janeway. I love Seven of Nine. I love Tuvok. I love Chakotay. I love that weird blonde guy. I love Kes. I love... whatever that other guy is.
I have never watched Voyager. Should I try it? Give it a try?
Look, here's the deal with Voyager,
which
man.
Which platform is it on?
You can watch some of it on Pluto TV, which is free.
Okay.
Pluto TV has big chunks of it, but they don't play it in order.
Oh.
You know? But
I guess you don't necessarily need it.
They play
usually.
Some highlights, some really good chunks. And I have to tell you, the thing about Voyager is they're lost. They get lost, then... Captain Janeway, the first ever woman captain of a starship
yes.
on television, 1995. Kate Mulgrew, who got the part after somebody else rejected it. That French-Canadian actress, whatever.
Another woman.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So oh, yeah.
Always intended for
but
it to be a woman.
But she always said in interviews that, like, they were ready to put a man in as soon as they could. Like, if she failed, they were just going to pop a dude in. She had the fucking top brass of the network there watching them shoot it all the time.
Ew.
Isn't that fucked up?
Like judging
and
her.
They gave her that insane hairdo that she was totally against that weird hairdo in
I don't
the
know
beginning.
The hairdo.
It looked like the road to Avonlea. It was like this huge like thing with a bun.
Oh.
It looked like maniacal.
Weird. I gotta look that up now.
Anyhow, point is, they had to combine the Federation ship Voyager with another ship of anti-Federation anarchists called I forget what they were called, the Murray or something like that. And so they had a combination of folks that are following the Federation rules and believe in the Federation, and folks that were like, fuck the Federation and fuck you.
Yeah.
And they had, like, the first season, it's like all about that. Like,
wait, they combined them like they were on the same ship?
Yeah, they brought them on to Voyager because, like, there was some fuck up and they had to, you know, they were lost. Voyager's lost.
How did they, what was the structure like when the two groups came together?
Did they just run
their own situation?
No,
separately?
It was ad hoc. The leader of those guys became the commander, like the second in command with Janeway.
Oh.
And they tried to like get their people to work together. And it's very anarchist. There's one point where, also she just brings on these two weirdos because one of them basically lies and says he knows this area of space.
Oh.
And then he becomes the cook because he can't do anything else. And the replicators that they usually get their food from are all fucked up.
Right.
Everything is so fucked up. And Captain Janeway just has to like keep this ragtag group of folks that have very differing opinions on
this
how things
really
should be.
This is a really good analogy of our... current state
of everything. And then the other thing is that it's a perfect analogy for running a studio where artists are just trying to do what they can. Some people want the studio to be a quiet monastic space. Some people want to have 1,000 events and fucking shows and whatever the fuck, and we have to get those people to live and work together in peace and harmony and love.
Yeah.
And love. And Captain Janeway leads with love.
Aww.
I fucking love that show, and I'll love it till I die.
Can you have like monastic hours at the studio?
That's what I'm saying. You have quiet time. This is the thing.
Quiet time seems
out.
Like a really basic, you know, figure out when the quiet people like really work, and then just be like, great, we're going to do like
quiet time from 9 on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that makes sense because we live next to a residential building.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I feel like, okay.
Oh, you think 9's too early?
I was thinking quiet time in the morning.
Oh, sure enough. But I feel the quiet people are.
Well, but nighttime is when the parties happen.
But nighttime is the right time.
Right. See,
Have you ever
against that.
Thought
quiet,
about that?
Quiet people, you got to be in the morning. Sorry.
I'm just saying, quiet people, loud people, medium people, everybody better be for Free Palestine.
For sure. And on that note.
Should we get going?
I got
to
go.
Okay. Well, I want to say a huge shout out to everyone who listened to this fucking episode, because I can't imagine what all our listeners were doing in the meantime.
We should probably make a little post
that there's
an episode.
Maysoon, I'm going to cut this and put it back in the front, or I'm just going to say I'm going to do that and not do it. But okay. I want to, obviously, we have to say a thank you to our donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous, who have still been giving us money. That's just been pretty much going to mutual aid for folks. But anyhow, we want to thank our listeners, even though I'm mad at probably most of them. And we're back. And happy anniversary to us. If you want to send us presents, you can email them to us. Happy anniversary, Maysoon. The truth is, the best thing that came out of this bullshit is us being friends.
True. Oh, wait, one more time.
Yeah, big one. Oh, yeah. You know, they say look at the elbow to get a good...
Oh, really? Yeah. Get the angle?
Yeah. Okay, anyhow, so congratulations to us, and we want to go ahead and say give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com, and those are the two ways to communicate with us. anything else?
Just our closer.
Well, Maysoon, I'm going to go ahead and see you from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree!